Now the four most bitter swords that pierce the heart of Mary are underway. Saint Joseph is no longer her companion and sharer in her sorrows. Now Saint John looks after Mary and supports her on her way to Calvary with her suffering son. Let us, like Saint John, have pity on our sorrowful mother, and offering our love to her, let us console her for all she suffered for us, and ask her for the grace to become holy for the glory of her Son. The fourth sword. Mary meets Jesus carrying the cross. After an unjust trial, Pontius Pilate gave Jesus to the people who wanted to see him crucified. The sign that Holy Simeon had foretold to Mary 33 years ago would finally see its fulfillment on that first and bloody Good Friday. Scourged, crowned with thorns, humiliated and dripping with blood, Jesus was given another burden to carry, the heavy wood of the cross. It was at this point that Mary saw Jesus as he stumbled through the streets of Jerusalem amid the taunts and ridicule of the people. Mary could do nothing to help her suffering son, since the guards would not permit her to get close to Jesus. Once again, Mary accepted the will of God in this most bitter sword and offered to the Eternal Father the sufferings of her son and those of her own for the sanctification of the world. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, help us to accept all crosses in our daily life as an act of love for you and your Son Jesus. Help us to smile at those who irritate us. Help us to cheerfully accept our daily work and duties as a way to do penance for all our grievous sins. With contrition and humble repentance for our sins, lead us on our own walk to Calvary, so as to live a sacrificial life of prayer and penance for Jesus. By this most bitter sword of sorrow, protect us from pride and vanity, and grant us true holiness of mind and heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The fifth sword. Jesus dies on the cross. After 3 hours of desolation and pain, Jesus bows his head and dies. His hour is now finished. Mary watched her son die a shameful death in order to save all men who repent and believe in him. Standing at the foot of the cross, Mary was devastated with grief and suffering. Who could comfort her? Who could take away her pain, which was more intense than a raging fire? Mary accepted the sword because it was the will of God, and because she knew the death of her son was part of God's salvific plan. No questioning ever passed through her heart. In this way, Mary's intense pain was always mixed with a sense of peace, a peace that always comes with accepting all sufferings in a spirit of faith and love. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, help us to accept our daily crosses to the end. Help us to imitate your resignation to the will of God with every beat of our hearts. Let us understand that true peace can only come by accepting whatever God asks of us. With contrition and humble repentance for our sins, make us truly sorry for all the times we have offended Jesus by not accepting the crosses he sends to us in our daily lives. By this most bitter sword of sorrow, we beg you to make us courageous in this valley of tears. Make us live holy and repentant lives for the salvation of our souls and the souls of all those we meet. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Sixth Sword. Mary receives the dead body of Jesus in her arms. After Pontius Pilate granted permission, the body of Jesus was taken down from the cross and placed in the arms of the Mother of Sorrows. Just as in the days of Bethlehem, Mary held her son close to her heart. But now his flesh was torn to pieces, gaping wounds covered his body, and the blood completely disfigured his adorable countenance. Mary herself was transfixed with such a sword of sorrow that her relatives and friends feared she would die of grief then and there. All who looked at the Mother of God in her sorrow were stricken with ardent love and compassion. Mary suffered in her heart all the pain that was inflicted on the body of Jesus, and accepted this grief with complete resignation to the will of God. As we see Mary holding the dead body of Jesus, we will come to understand that nothing in life can bring us true happiness except a deep union with the crucified one and his sorrowful mother. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, we are well aware of our misery and sinfulness as we gaze upon the beaten body of your Son and on your sorrowful countenance. Detach us from all inordinate pleasures. Raise our hearts to sing praises only to our Creator. With contrition and humble repentance for our sins, make us lament over how little we love Jesus and you. Make us live a more fervent life of holiness and love. By this most bitter sword of sorrow, we beg you to hold us near your sorrowful and immaculate heart, and protect us from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Seventh Sword. Jesus is placed in the tomb. Now comes a sorrowful journey that processes from Calvary to the darkness of the tomb. Pierced with the sharp sword of sorrow, Mary prepares to bury her crucified son. Overcome with grief, Mary wrapped the body of Jesus in the holy shroud which covered his bloody wounds. After some time of silent prayer, St. John led Mary out of the tomb with the weeping women, and the huge stone was rolled over the entrance. The distress that pierced Mary's heart gave her the appearance of one who was dead. Devastated with terrible torments, Mary was led back to Jerusalem. All who looked upon her were filled with pity, while many friends and relatives cried. Exhausted, crushed with woe, numb from pain, the Mother of Sorrows buried her crying face in her hands and once again accepted her sufferings, offering them to God as an act of love for the salvation of poor sinners who despise the blood of her Son. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, after this sorrowful journey with you, we are sorry for all the pain we caused Jesus and your maternal heart. We promise to console you by always meditating on your sorrows. We promise to avoid all occasions of sin which caused your heart to be pierced with seven swords. With contrition and humble repentance for our sins, help us to live a life of holiness with real detachment from the world. Make Jesus the center and goal of our life, so that with you we will love him forever in the eternal joys of heaven. By this most bitter sword of sorrow, help us to stay near your grieving heart, to learn the virtues of humility, patience, obedience, and to accept the will of God in our daily lives with faith and love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.